Hello, I'm Variety's Claude Brodesser. Coming up next on The Business, a glimpse inside the world of celebrity personal assistants. In Hollywood, you hear people say, have your people call my people. But which people are they talking about? Why, assistants, of course. We wanted to find out more about these shadowy figures, so we contacted the Association of Celebrity Personal Assistants, a network of the beaten and bedraggled that's part trade organization and part therapy group. We caught up with six ACPA members at a Mexican restaurant in West L.A.
All right, well, we're all here. The margaritas are flowing. Lori, let's go to you. What's it like? Have you worked 24-7?
I swear, I couldn't do a 24-7.
Don't
I couldn't.
Swear.
Yeah. Oh, no. I couldn't, like, be comfortable at home knowing that any second the phone could ring.
So, Kelly, have you done round the clock?
I have not, and I choose not to as well. I'm married and I have a cat, and I would like to see my husband and my cat.
And, in that order.
Yes, right.
So, Brayden, you've been assisting actors. How much of your job is keeping them grounded?
I think that close to 100% of the job is keeping them grounded. I mean, that's an every second of the day thing.
You ever cross a line? Feel like you might have told the truth too much?
Yes, absolutely. But again, that's more a psychology thing. There's a lot of psychology in this job.
And they can appreciate that too when you do. When you tell them the truth, a lot of people don't tell them the truth. And we sit there and say, yeah, this is how it is.
Can you give me an example?
Well, I can say one because we were talking about something that happened with someone else and how it became so difficult to make a lunch appointment. And it became, you had to call that person's assistant and their assistant, and then their assistant to schedule the lunch meeting. And my boss that I work for now, she says, if I ever get like that, I know you're going to tell me that, just stop. And I said, I will. And we have conversation like that where we can talk about things, and I'll tell her. You know, I talk to them. It's like very open and honest.
You don't even see that person's family being as honest with them as you are.
Yeah.
You don't see their publicist or their manager or their agent. I mean, you are literally the go-between for everything.
And my former employer would tell me, you know, Laura, you're the only one. You're the only good one out of the bunch. Hmm. Those agents, he would call his agents the false prophets.
How does the tension manifest itself between members of a person's entourage or a person's staff?
The celebrity never says no.
Absolutely.
You say no.
Absolutely. Yes.
You take all of that responsibility of no. You know, you get the yelling and screaming about the
they
no.
Don't have to.
And so once you know that, you're cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what people get paid.
The average 2 years ago was $55,000 a year. That's not counting the laptop, the cell phone, the gas card, you know, the
insurance,
medical, and all those things. Yeah. So it's decent pay. And the perks
and
that go with it.
Some people make more than six figures. I mean, not
some
more
people
than
make
six
a
figures,
lot more
but
than
some
that.
People do make
yeah.
six
that's,
figures.
That was the average 2 years ago.
That would be the 24/7 job.
That is the 24/7
yeah.
right. job.
The 24/7
yes.
jobs
the
are going to get
working,
you.
Yep. On average, the more
yeah.
you get
so
paid.
Depends
and then
on
there are things called perks.
Perks. Right.
We'd be lying if there weren't perks.
Right.
I know people had cars bought for them. And
oh.
Well, it's not me, but I'll tell you later, Gary.
Is there any type of celebrity that is known to be the one to avoid? That is,
yes. and they have a name.
Is it?
There
it
is not one. It is not just.
Is it the rock people?
No.
Is it the comedians?
The divas.
Is it the
divas.
Singers?
Divas.
Across the
divas.
The board, divas.
And if they come
divas.
Up the interview,
and male divas as well as
yeah.
female.
Oh yeah, no. It's not exclusive
Definitely.
To gender, nor what would you call?
Type of job.
It's an attitude.
Thank you.
It's an attitude.
Nor profession in the interview.
How do you know you're interviewing for a diva?
Some people know about it, and then they say,
generally,
"Oh, I interview with so and so." Like
yeah.
they're like, "Don't even go."
Walk me through the. Tell me the craziest things you've been asked to do.
Oh, I have a great one. My former employer lives up in the hills in West Hollywood, and the Santa Anas get just crazy up there. I came in one morning, and there was a big note on the kitchen counter. Laura,
the barbecue's in the pool. And I was like, and? And this was a gas grill, you know, that had blown into the deep end of the
right.
pool.
500 pounds of metal. Please hire a dive team.
Wow. Yeah, let's just call in the Navy SEALs for that one. Yeah, I was like, I don't know about this. What am I supposed to do? He ended up actually, he worked his way around to get it out of there. But
someone says when their boss went to New York and they couldn't find the room service menu and they had to call their assistant in L.A. saying, I can't find my room service menu.
Roseanne, her assistant one time emailed and said, we need to find three dancing poodles and tutus.
I'll tell a story on my boss. She'll love it. The first week I worked for her, she had me looking for a spring that went on some garden pruners. The blades were really good, but the spring kept breaking. And she's thinking, we just replaced the spring. We don't have to replace these. Now, this is a multimillionaire. The things we're cutting the roses with, I think, cost $4 or $5. And I'm thinking, $30 an hour, if she was to pay me that much money when I could be answering the 10,000 emails a year that I answer, which is what I was doing, you know, okay, that's her money.
What are the signs of burnout or breakup or imminent breakup?
Yeah, you're never at home. You're always at work. I've got a cell phone. I had a pager. I was working 24/7. No time for someone else. No time for pets. No time for my family.
Your cat is dead. That's a sign that
you
may have neglected.
That's a big sign. Canceling family vacations, working around the clock, you know.
There are times where you have to bite your tongue. There are times where you're thinking, why am I going down this particular path?
Is there pressure on you to sort of cave in to the incredible desire for celebrity minutiae?
You just don't tell anybody. When it comes out in the paper, then you're like, oh,
but you
yeah.
also, I think, on that inner level, you know how quickly you'd be fired.
Do you realize that you're responsible for egging on these celebrities, that by meeting their demands, their demands will grow ever greater?
Right. But do you know how much and joy quit. There is in being able to solve a problem for your boss?
If there is a little, there is this little, I swear, it's a gene.
You
either have
it
or you don't.
Yeah. Right.
If you crumble, love doing that and you love the success that you feel only because nobody else is sitting there cheerleading you did a good job. You know, it's just like, next. Right. Okay, now can you get me some, you know, like yellow grapes from China?
If you can do the littlest thing to make their life wonderful and they jump up and down and they're crazy, for some reason that seems to make our day.
And that's the business. Matt Holtzman produced and edited today's program with production assistance from Ray Guarna and Leanne Bonet. You can listen to this or any past program online anytime at kcrw.com, keyword the business. Our email is thebusiness@kcrw.org. I'm Variety's Claude Brodesser. We'll see you next week on The Business.